Okay, today's daf is Maisras, daf Chaf Aleph. We start the third parak of Maseches Maisras. As we continue here, again, there are five prakim in Maseches Maisras, 46 daf, so we're almost halfway. Third parak, Hamavir. Parak Hamavir. So we continue talking about different events that are Koveil and Maisras. We spoke about Mekach, and Truma, and Shabbos, and Bishol, and now we continue with Chatzer. Continue with Chatzer. We mentioned if somebody brings the fruit into the Chatzer, so that also will be Koveil HaMaisrus, which means that you can no longer snack on it without taking off Trumas HaMaisrus. That was Chatzer. Remember we had a Machlokas Amoraim earlier, whether that is a Din Daraisa. Rish Lakish thought that was a Din Daraisa, because Chatzer is even an expansion of bias. Bias is beferish in the Torah, that there's Riyas Paneah bias. But Rish Lakish earlier had said that's also Daraisa, but the Rambam seems to posit that all six are Durabanan. All of them are Durabanan. But what happens, our Mishnah starts off by saying, what happens if one is just bringing fruit through a Chatzer, not into a Chatzer, but through. Let's say he's going up to the roof in order to dry the figs, and in those days they used their roofs as yards. So I'm going to bring it through my chatzer, even maybe through my house, and go up the stairs and bring it in and spread it out on my roof to dry. Or let's say not stairs. Let's say there's an external ladder, probably more common in those days. So you bring it into the chatzer and you climb the ladder and you go to the roof. So is that Koveil HaMaisrus? I brought it into the chatzer, but I don't even mind to eat it in this way. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Hamavir te'enim b'chatzero. If somebody passes figs through their chatzer, lixos banavu brebeis lixos, in order to put out to dry. So what's the halacha? Banav ubnebeiso ochlenu buturin. If any of his family eat from it on the way through, they're pater. Why? Because as the Mara Folda says, machlokas tanam we had, but a chatzer, right? We had at the end of the Gemara yesterday, we had a discussion that according to certain Tanoim, Truma or Mekach is Tovel, even by a Devar Shlo Nigra Malacha. So what about Chatzer? So the Mishnah here says no. A Chatzer is not Koveya by a Devar Shlo Nigra Malacha. So therefore, his family is allowed to eat from it without being Mafresh. Vahapoalin She'imo. And what about the workers that are helping him schlep it? So Bizman She'ein Lohen Alav Mizonos, at a time where they're also allowed to partake of it if he wasn't committed to giving them food, right? Meaning if he's committed to give them food, then this is like a mekach. He has a deal with them, and therefore they would have to be mafrish before they would eat. Aval im yesh lahem alav mizonos, but if they have upon him mizonos and they have that deal, so then they're walking through the yard, so midaraisa, this is not the din of the mitzvahs, therefore it would be koveil ha-maisrus, it's considered a private deal. So hare'ele lo yochlu, so then it would be considered a mekach, right? That's the way that the Mara Folda understands, right? Look at the Mara Folda. Avolim yeshalahen alav mizonos. Shekatzatz lahem. He made a deal with them. De'ein ochlim min ha-Torah. They're not eating midaraisa here, as we discussed the past 3 days. Kivan she'ein osim mishas gemar malacha. This is not mishas gemar malacha. To'alo sachron el alaha aviran l'makam ha-kasiyas. They're only paid to transport. They're paid to transport. Transport is not the shas gemar malacha. Lokach lo yochlu. Tavi le mekach le gabaya. So therefore, they don't have the din daraisa of eating, and it is just considered a mekach. Ulagabe lokeach chashivi gemar malacha. Sher lo yasa lahen shuv gorim shum gorim acher. And if the workers are going to eat it, so then there's nothing, no more processing to be done. So it's mekach, it's nikvah, it's kazir gbar malach, and therefore they would have to be mafresh before they would partake. So that is number one. There is a big discussion here in the Mefarshim. It says here, who's allowed to take? Banav u b'nei beso. What does b'nei beso include? Banav his children, b'nei beso. So if you look in Tosfos in Brachas, on Daf Chav Dalet, Tosfos in Brachas, Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara there talks about appropriate behavior in terms of who you're allowed to sleep in the same bed with. So the Gemara says, if a family member, and is that halacha, is that just inappropriate? So the Gemara there talks about, Hayashim b'mita ubanav ubnei beso b'tzido. What's b'nei beso? Says Tosfos. Rashi says, b'nei beso means ishto. Ishta, that's B'nei Beisha. So Pirush Rashi, Ishto B'chal Beiso. V'lo Nihira, Chada, D'lo Ashkechan Ishto D'mikri B'nei Beiso. Says Tosfos, you never find the B'nei Bayis, a wife called B'nei Bayis. V'od L'pirusho, Havila L'memar, V'haktani Kan, Kivan Da Abraisa D'le Elkoi. Okay, so he says, "Lasha avam midakamer v'hatanya mashma de brisa acheresi v'yomer Reb Yosef de garsina hanayashin b'mita v'ishto yeshen abitzido." I agree, it's the same case, but that can't be. You can't have the girsa b'nei beso because tez tosfos. I don't think b'nei beso. That phrase means ishto, and therefore change the girsa. But if you look in the achronim, they discuss this. If you look in the back, if you look in the sefer Or Hayashar. All right, Asher, he starts by quoting the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al. That's the Chidah. Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al. If somebody is Muder Hana'a from Ruvain, Ubede Beso. Is Eliyahu get Hana'a from Ruvain's wife? He's Muder Hana'a from Ruvain, Ubede Beso. And he brings a Raya from Brachas Chav Dalet. Yeah, what Tosfos just quoted. That Ubede Beso includes Ishto. And the Pri Chadash says, I'll bring you another Raya. Are you Rishalmi? What does our Mishnah say? Banav ubnei beso. Banav ubnei beso. Isn't that a raya? Ulani as daiti says the Ar Hayashar on this comment. Bilti muvan. What do you mean? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Follow mikra malehu. V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso. V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso. And what do we darshan at the beginning of Masechas Yuma? Beso zuishto. V'yima she'elahi. Then maybe he said, okay, so why did he bring that? He says, oh, maybe b'nedarim ha'chanach ha'losha b'nei adam. Nedarim you can never compare to any other halachic context, because you always have that monkey wrench of, Nedarim is different, holy halacha l'ashem b'nei adam. But he says, look in Gittin, look in Shabbos kuf yud ches, Amar Reb Yosi, miyamai lo karisi l'ishti ishti, el ishti beisi. Upirish Rashi akeres habayis, so sometimes you call, you know, the Amoram call, that's l'ashem b'nei adam. They call their wife, right, b'nei bayis. V'ulai she'ela sam al doros elu, maybe the Rai, the Kasha is, what about these doros, not the earlier, he thinks gamhu bichlal. So that's the Ar Hayashar. But if you look in the Reb Yosef Engel, the Gilyone Hashas, this is his unbelievable, fabulous Bekiyas. Look at the Gilyone Hashas there in Brachas Chav Dalet. He quotes this Tosfos. Tosfos says, you never find that the Lashon of B'nei Bayis refers to wife. He says, you find many Lashonos. He says, first of all, remember the Gemara would like to quote Rabbi Ben Azaria, right? He's offered to be the chief rabbi, Brachos Chav Zayin, Chav Ches. He says, I have to go ask Be'inshi Beisi. And that means his wife. The next line, I have to go ask my wife. Vola Kaman, Mishagro Matana Le'inshi Beiso. Sukkah, he quotes 20 different sources. Sukkah Yud Aleph, or Aram Chasida, used to put tzitzis on the Prusma De'inshi Beise. So he quotes many. And then he says, oh, maybe there's a difference between Inshi Beiso and B'nei Beso. You want to say there's a difference there? He says, I can give you Lashonos La'alafim, is his Lashon. He says, I can find you thousands of sources that relate to this issue. The Chiddush, Shelo Hirgish de Lashon Inshi Beso al Ishto, Hu Lashon Haragil b'Mekomos Rabos. Says, Avalidya Tosfos, Dekantikos v'Ishto lo Mikri B'nei Beso, Ulai Ein Ladamos Lashon B'nei Beso, Lo Lashon Inshi Beso. He says, look in the Yerushalmi and Trumas. Look in the, and he quotes many other sources, but it's unbelievable. This little paragraph here quotes 20 sources on Inshi Beso and B'nei Beso. But anyway, this is discussion. This is one of the rayas that is brought by all those achronim, whether Inshi Beso, B'nei Beso means wife. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hamotzi, says the Mishnah, Hamotzi, Paul of the Sada, if somebody brings his workers out to the field, similar to what we were just talking about, he brings some workers out to the field, and they're his workers in a situation where they're not going to be eating from Midaraisa. Like we said, they're fixing his shoes, or they're cooking for him. So Hamotzi, Paul of the Sada, Bizman She'ein Lohem Ala Mizonos, Ochlinu Baturin, like we just said, if there's no deal about him giving them lunch, so then they can eat and without being koveya, without paying our maishas, because it's not nikva. Avalam yesh alahen alam mizonos. So, but if there's a mekach here, so to speak, if there's a deal here that they're going to eat lunch from him. So, as we said from Rabbi Yehuda, I think in the past Mishnah, so then ochlan achas b'nateina. So then they can eat one by one. They can eat one by one. Remember, we said one by one works. Or we said, if you remember, even I think according to Rabbi Meir, if the buyer, so to speak, chooses one by one, then it's also okay. Right? We said machlokas is only if the seller gives, but if the buyer gives, then even Ramea would agree. That's what it says here. Ochlan achalachas benateina avalomena sal, but he can't take from the sal once it's in the basket, velo min akupos, or the boxes, velo namukso, or from the pile. That you can't take because that's already finished. That's already finished, as the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, to mishel likton l'tocha sal, because once you put them into the basket, kfar nigmar malacha. So then there's gmar malacha, and then mekachas koveya. Then mekachas koveya. Good. The Gemara will talk about muksa usually means, is that the place where it's drying? Is that finished yet? So that's why muksa might mean something else here. Hasokar zapoa la sosimo bezesim. If somebody hires a worker to work for him with olives, but again, not in a way that he's going to eat midaraisa, he's going to weed. He's going to hoe between. Remember we said before that he's not part of the mitzvah of leaving for your workers, only if they're being tolish from what they're participating in. They're the onions or the whatever it is. So here, but he's working in the zesim, but as Mara Folda says, Ladro lekashkesh tachas azesim, to hoe, velo lelaket, but not to harvest. To havshte in ocham in haTorah. So if somebody hires workers to work in olives, Amar lo, almenas lochol zesim. So he makes him a deal though. If he makes him a deal, so then again we said, Ochalachas achas upater v'msiriv chayiv, as we said before. One by one is okay, because it hasn't been gemar malacha yet. But he puts together a group, so then he's going to be chayiv. L'nachesh b'vitzalim. And what about weeding by the onions? Again, taking out the bad ones. Amar lo almenas lochal yarek. Mekartim ala ala. You could take off one green leaf at a time that you're going to eat from the onions. V'ochel v'msiriv chayiv. Same chiluk that is made. So again, Lamaisa, as long as there wasn't gemar malacha yet, so then you can do one by one. Period. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Hamavir te'enim v'chulu hu atzmo ma'oshi yochal. What about he himself? Meaning, what did the Mishnah talk about? The Mishnah said, if I'm taking figs through the chatzer to bring up to dry on my roof, my family is allowed to eat. My family's allowed to eat, and they're putter, and there's no chiyuv. And even my workers, if I have no deal to give them food. What about the guy, the owner himself? The Mishnah doesn't say. So hu atzmo ma'oshi yochal? What about himself? So machlokas. Rav amar hu aser lechol. Rav says aser ula Rabbi Yishmael b'shem Rabbi Lazar hu mutar lochal. Ula, the son of Rabbi Yishmael. The son of the Shem Rebbe Lazar says he is mutter to eat. Is this Ula the son of the famous Rebbe Yishmael? Right? I don't know. But the Ula of Rebbe Yishmael says that hu mutter lechol, he is mutter to he's mutter to eat. Pasha's not, because probably that Rebbe Yishmael is an earlier generation Tanaim. So what's this machlok is about between Rav and Rebbe Lazar, whether the owner himself is allowed to? So two suggestions in the Gemara. Number one, Rav Karebi Meir, Rebbe Lazar Karabanan. Maybe the machlokas is whether mekach is tovel by a davar shlo nigmar malacha, as we had earlier. So Rav holds like Rabbi Meir that mekach is tovel by a davar shlo nigmar malacha. So here too, Rabbi Lazar karabana, Rabbi Lazar holds like karabana that a mekach is not tovel. Rav Rabbi Meir in so the Gemara says 1 second. Rav is like Rabbi Meir, then and there, meaning mekach is tovel by a davar shlo nigmar malacha. So why is there a difference between him and his family? Rav Karebi Meir, in Karebi Meir, afilu banov b'nei beso yasurim. Right? What's the difference? Right? So therefore, I don't understand why there should be a chilek if you're telling me it's something to do with the produce itself. So that's why the Gemara is going to have another suggestion. We haven't mentioned it in a while, so I thought maybe I'll mention it now. And that is, we have Rabbi Yishmael here in the Gemara. And the question that is asked by, I think it's sort of, I always get mixed up, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, whether three questions. I think it was Rav Yonasan Ibishitz that the when he was going to meet his wife, he goes out to meet the future potential father-in-law, and they meet at some type of bar in between cities, and he goes, and the father-in-law says, "Nu, tell me a vart." He says, "Okay, I need a sefer. I have no svarim." So he says, "Okay, the only sefer they could find in the bar was a sitter." So he brings a sitter, and he opens up to Rabbi Yishmael. And he says, okay, three questions. Number one, how can there be a Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael was Yishmael in the Torah wasn't the greatest of tzaddikim, so how could it be a Yishmael? Number one. Number two, why does it say Rebbe Yishmael Omer? Usually in Mishnayos or Brises, when you have a machlokas, so then you have the first opinion that ends off Divrei Rebbe blank, and then it says Rebbe blank Omer. So, but if you're just, if it's just talking himself, just making a statement, it's usually Omer Rebbe Meir. So here it should be Omer Rebbe Yishmael. Why should it Rebbe Yishmael Omer? This is the beginning of the Brisa. So why does it say Rebbe Yishmael Omer? Number two. Question number three, and that is one of the Yud Gimel Midos is Klal Uprat, Prat Uklal. So how do you ever have those Midos? Ein Muktam Muchar BaTorah. So how do you know if it's ever a Klal or a Prat or a Prat Uklal? Maybe it's not in order. Right? So how could you even have that as a Midah Shatara did Reshes Bohen? Those are the three questions that he asked. So the third question is really a Gemara. The third question is a Gemara in the first Parak of Psachim. The Gemara kind of asked that question, and the Gemara says, "Beinyan echad, there is muktam u'muchar b'Torah." Meaning, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Limar." Oh, it's not muktam u'muchar b'Torah. Really, the pasuk should say, "Hashem vayidaber lemar Moshe." No, if it's one pasuk, if there's one inyan, we do say muktam u'muchar. If it's one inyan. And that's the only, if there are separate parshios, then you can say muktam u'muchar b'Torah. But if it's one inyan, the Gemara says, you do say muktam u'muchar. So if that's true, so the Gemara tells us, Rashi quotes at the end of Chayasara, that when Avraham died, who buried him? Yitzchak and Yishmael. So what does Rashi say on that line? Rashi says on that pasuk, Mikan sheYishmael asa tshuva. Because Yishmael was older. So why does the pasuk say Yitzchak and Yishmael? It must be that he let Yitzchak go first, and he did tshuva. What do you mean? Just because Yitzchak's first in the pasuk, right? You know he did tshuva. Ein muktam u'muchar b'Torah. No, the answer is if it's one inyan, so then you know he did tshuva. That's why it's not so bad about naming after Rabbi Yishmael, because he did tshuva, Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael, the fact that there is a Rabbi Yishmael, Omer teaches me, says to us, klal uprat, uprat uklal, and you could have those types of midas. So he says, that's how you read the pasuk. It's obviously a drush. But it's a Rebbe Yishmael. It doesn't say a Rebbe Yishmael, because it's the Rebbe Yishmael, the fact that there is a Rebbe Yishmael. And you know that because Ein Muktam Ruchah B'Torah doesn't apply if it's one inyan. And that's how you know that Yitzchak was first, and that's why Yishmael must have done tshuva. The fact that there is a Rebbe Yishmael, which reflects that he did tshuva, Omer teaches me, based on the same yisod, that some of the midos here are klal uprat, uprat uklal, and you could darshan those because there is muktam u'muchar in one inyan. So that's what I guess he got the shidduch. But that's what he darshaned, and he learned from there. Again, Rebbe Yishmael Omer. And that's one of the greatest of the Tanoim is a Rebbe Yishmael. I think I once was passing by up north. Rebbe Yishmael is buried right next to Nechemyah HaAmsuni. There was one time there was a sign. I went to the side, and right there, right next to each other, Rebbe Yishmael de Brises, he's called. Rebbe Yishmael de Brises and Nechemyah HaAmsuni, who darshed every yes in the Torah, they're buried next to each other up north. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara had the first suggestion. So Machlokes Rav and Ula, Rebbe Yishmael, B'shem Rebbe Elazar, Machlokes, whether the owner himself can eat when you take it through the yard in order to bring it up to the roof to dry. What is that Machlokes about? So first suggestion, it's about Machlokes, about a Mekach, Shalo Nigmara, Malacha, like we had before about Mekach. So too, the same Machlokes would be Bechatzar, right? That would be the comparison. And the Gemara says, well, if that's true, if Rav holds like a mayor, that it is Koveya, so why is there a difference between him and his family? So the Gemara says, it has to be, you're right, different shot. Ella, fifth line, Rav Karebi, Verebelazar Karabanan. Right, different Machlokas. Which, what Rebbe, what Rabbanan? The following. To Amr, Rebbe Simon, B'shem Rebbe Shua ben Levi, Rebbe Yossi, Ben Shaul, B'shem Rebbe, Ein Ochlin ala Muksa, Ella al Makomo. Rebbe says, you're not allowed to eat in any place. Let's say you're drawing figs. You're not allowed to even snack on little figs unless you're in the proximity of the place where you're drawing the figs. Pashtus, Marasayan issue. Right? This is a Marasayan issue. Right? So you can't, Rebbe holds that there's a Marasayan issue, so you shouldn't eat the dried fig, the figs, except al makomo. You see the Marafolda, ein ochle b'makam acher. If you're not eating in the place where you're drawing it, you don't. right? Only allowed to eat in that place. Deminkar sham mikomo, because it's nikar. She'eino gemar malacha, right? It's nikar. So that's what Rebbe says. There's an issue of Maariv Zayin. An issue of Maariv Zayin. Divrei Chachamim, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi, Ochlan al Muksa, Bein al Makomo, Bein Shalo al Makomo. You know, there's no issue of Maariv Zayin, and therefore, when everybody else, that's the machlokes here. Rav Chaim Knievsky explains, Ein Ochlan al Muksa in the first lines. Pirsh Tateinim Shomei Lasosa Ketzio Shalom Nigra Malacha. Ein ochlen membalo meiser ela amakomo bimakim shemaksinoso, right? Only in that place. But if not, so then you can't, because people don't know, and they think that, you know, ein bedaito. They think you're eating it without gemar malacha. Again, the gemara is going to explain it in a few lines. So again, what's the difference between him and his family, right? If there's an issue of Maariv Zayin, right? So again, but whether he could eat it, Rav says no because of the issue of Maariv Zayin, and Rav Elazar says mutter because there's no issue of Maariv Zayin. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. But before we do that, the Pasha Pshat, the Rash here says, the Rash Bishan says, there's an issue here of Maariv Zayin. The Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, we'll get back to Maariv Zayin in a minute, but look in the Rambam doesn't mention any word about Maariv Zayin. The Rambam seems to just be saying more that if you eat it in proximity, then it's still called lack of Gemar Malacha. But if you're eating it somewhere else, maybe that's called Gemar Malacha, more fundamentally, not an issue just of Maariv Zayin. The Nosek Kelim pointed out, the Rambam says in Paragimol of Hilchas Maaser, Te'enim anavim shebemukse, you have figs and grapes that you're drying to become dried figs or raisins. Mutter lechem en arai bimkoman. You're allowed to eat from arai from them in the place, near the place where they're drying. Aval im notel min hamukse. But if you take it to a different place, lo yochol mehen arai, you can't eat from them arai. Why? So what should the Rambam say? Because people won't know. No, the Rambam says shaharei nigmar malachtan, aval bishalo yavshu kol tzarchan, because there has been gemar malacha. What do you mean there's been gemar malacha? We just said you're drying them. No, but if you're taking them, if you're eating them right near the drying spot, then you're basically taking unfinished figs and you're eating some, but they're unfinished because look around. But if you're taking them to a different place, then they're kind of not nigrar anymore after the rest of the ones that are drying, and therefore that will be called gemar malacha. So the Rambam is more fundamental, not just Maariv Zayin, but a different way of understanding. And that's maybe how some of them farshim here, the Rav Chaim Knievsky and others, also, they don't mention the words Maariv Zayin. The source of Maariv Zayin, according to the Rash, one of the sources is a Mishnah in Shkalim. Mishnah in Shkalim mentions two psukim. The Mishnah in Shkalim tells us in the third perek, the Mishnah says that when a Kohen goes in to do the Trumas Halishka, we know a Kohen goes out to take certain shkalim from the collections in order to buy the new karbanos. So there are rules. Ein tarim nechnas lo bakarbat chafus. He can't go in with any material, any beged that might give him an opportunity to hide. And he can't go in with the pockets. V'lo b'mino, v'lo b'sandal, can't go in with shoes. V'lo b'tfilin, unbelievable. He can't wear tfilin. They used to wear tfilin in the days of old. Maybe he cut open his tfilin box to stick some coins into the tfilin box with the parshias and then re-sewed it closed. That's how far you have to go. You can't wear tfilin inside because maybe you stuck it in there. V'lo b'kamiya, shema ye'ani, maybe he's going to get poor, and people are going to say, oh, you know why he became poor? Because he stole from the shkalim. Maybe he's going to become rich. You know people are going to say, you know why he became rich? Because he stole from the shkalim. People will be dalakav chova straight away. V'lo shema ye'ani v'yomru me avon alishka he'ani, o shema ya'ashir v'yomru me trumas alishka he'ashir. Unbelievable. Again, this doesn't mean that this is what we should think. Right, we have to be dalakav schus, but we also have a responsibility to do everything we can not to make it hard on other people to be dalakav schus. But then the Mishnah ends off. Lefi sha'adam tzarech latzesi de abrios, kiderech shetzarech latzesi de amakom. A person has to be yotze yede abrios, not look bad in front of people, just like he has to not look bad in front of Hashem. Hashem knows whether you're doing something wrong or not. Shene emar, but then the Mishnah quotes two psukim. The Yisa Nikiya Me Hashem Me Yisrael, as the pasuk at the end of Bamidbar, by the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, you have to be clean in the eyes of Hashem and Yisrael, ve'omer, and the pasuk in Mishlei. V'nimsach u'matzachin v'seichal tov b'nei elokim v'adam. So two different psukim. The Tiferes Yisrael here, on the Mishnah, asks why do you need two different psukim? Right? Just one pasuk should be enough. One from the Torah, one from Mishlei. So he says, lachi naka krabasra. Why isn't a pasuk in the Torah enough? To imikra kama, if you'd have only had the first pasuk by Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, maybe you would have thought, only if you do something to, so to speak, create or instigate the situation, that's when you have to make sure that you don't cause any chshad, like the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven. They're the ones that caused it. Kibnei Gad, shemiyunu lavar l'Eretz Yisrael. V'yideze garmu sheyachshadum ki'ilu mispachadim mikananim. It looks like they're being scared. L'hachi ha'yitzrichim l'hachriya das haro'eh. But here by the Trumas Alishka, he didn't do anything wrong. He's just going to do what his job is. So, everybody wears pockets. So you might think that's mutter, because he didn't create a chashid situation. Kamash malan umatzachin. Demashba delo levad lehi nakos michshad elatzorach sheyishtadel seyimsachin. Interesting, it's a positive. Not just v'yisem niki, I mean, be clean, don't do anything wrong, but v'nim sachin v'seichal tov. Just go positive and create that. So two different psukim that are quoted. There is a major machlokas, haposkim, major haposkim, whether there is maris ayin by yisurei d'rabanan. By yisurei d'rabanan, machlokas ramah and shach. Machlokas ramah and the shach in the beginning of Yeredeya, where the Achronim discuss the Shach, well, the Ramah seems to say it's Mutter. The Ramah says, what happens if I have a cup of milk next to my fleishik lunch? I have a cup of milk out there. So are people going to know that it's almond milk? Are people going to know that it's par of milk? Do I have to put the almond milk box next to the milk so people know there's no marazayin? The Ramah says, well, if you're only eating chicken, it's okay. Right, that's the Ramah. And the Shach says, what are you talking about? Right, the Ramah seems to say that there's no Maris Ayin by Yisurei Durabanan. Right, chicken and milk is Durabanan, and there's no Maris Ayin there. And the Shach is Machmir. The Shach says no. Shach says that it applies even by Yisurei Durabanan. So if you look in the Arach HaShulchan, an important comment of the Arach HaShulchan, not every people know that Shach and Ramah, but the Arach HaShulchan is most of, he says, but there are many, there's many we find by Yisuri Shabbos. There are many Maris Ayin examples given by, even though it's only Yisuri Durabanan. V'yeshe hikshu alav, the matzino, the gam Yisuri Durabanan, chashu the Maris Ayin, b'Yisuri Shabbos. This is there in that simon, Pei Zayin, in Yeredeya. The Aruch HaShulchan says here, Oz Te Zayin. Because of Rabbeinu Arama, first he goes to Ramah, Nogol Asos Chalav Mishkedim, U'manichem Babasar Of, Ho'a V'ein Arach B'Durabanan. And he says, Yisuri Durabanan of Shabbos are in a different category of Yisuri Durabanan. And he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says in Parshas Emor, the Ramban says, and the Ritva quotes this from his grand Rebbe, the Ramban, in Masechah Shabbos, Yisuri Durabanan of Shabbos are more chomer than Yisuri Durabanan of Kalatura Kula. They even have their own name, Shvusim. Shvusim, from the word Shabboson. In Parshas Emor, the Ramban there says there's a kiyum da'oraisa for many of those Isurei Durabanan of Shabbos. So again, so that's how we answer. It's interesting. A number of the kashas on the Ramah that come from Isurei Shabbos, those aren't kashas. There's a lot of other fascinating inyanim regarding Maris Ayin. Do you make a bracha on a mitzvah that you're doing only because of Maris Ayin? Machlokas haposkim. But let's continue now. So what did the Gemara say? So what's the machlokes in the Gemara? Whether the owner himself could eat from the figs going through. So we tried to say maybe it's about whether something is nikva for davar shel nigbar, whether the chatzar is koveya for a davar shel nigbar malacha. Then we said no, because why should there be a difference then between him and his family? So we have another try. Maybe it has to do with whether you have to eat it only near the mukseh. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, le Rebbe. One second, he asks Rebbe, who says, you have a limit to where you're allowed to eat. You have to eat it in proximity. Vatanina, but we learn later on in a Mishnah, Daf Chavav, Hacharuvin, caribs, Ad shelo kinsan l'rosh hagag, caribs, before you gather them together on the top of the roof. That's the real Gemar Malacha. After the caribs dry out, you gather them into a pile. Before you do that, you could bring them down and give some to your animal. But the Mishnah, bring them down and give some to your animal, meaning you could do it away from the roof. So Amar Lei, so answer is no. Lo tisivini charuvin. Don't ask me from that Mishnah about charuvin. Charuvin macho behemahem. That's macho behema. And everybody knows, the Mara Folda says right across, v'akol yodim. Afilu shalobim komach, lo nigmer malachtan. Everybody knows, even if you're not in proximity, it's okay. Da'achshav einan machal adam klal kodem hashtichasan. That's not food yet. Everybody knows there's no gemar malacha yet. Everybody knows that there's not going to be any issues of marasayin. Okay, but now we get back to the kasha we asked earlier. Al da'ati the Rav. But according to the Rav, who says there's an issue of marasayin, or like the Rambam says, there's an issue of gemar malacha eating it away from the rest of them. Ma bein hu, ma bein banav. Why is his family allowed and he's not? Right? Why is it only him that has to do it right near the drying area? So the Gemara says, "Who al yidei shehu tali b'muksa?" He's the one that makes the decisions about what you're going to do with these figs. So if he starts eating these figs somewhere away from the drying area, people might think that, "Oh, I guess he decided to eat them fresh and not dry them." That's why he can't. Al yidei shehu tali b'muksa aser. Banav, his family, when his family, people know that his family is not in charge. Banav, aydei she'enen tuliyim b'muksa, mutarin. Right, so therefore they know that they are not in charge, and therefore that's why it's mutar. So again, that's how the chilek goes within the Marasayan pshat. Right, he's in charge, so they'll think that he changed his mind. While they wouldn't think that he changed his mind based on his family eating it, they'll think, okay, he just gave his family something to snack on, but nothing has changed. Okay, we'll have to stop here before Nicha, and Hashem, we will continue.